Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In spite of his fair-sounding words, Saul's obsession drives him to fight not just David, but what he knows to be the will of God. For the second time, the Ziphites betray David's location. See 1 Samuel 23:19 and 26:1. But David has his spies as well. Chapter 26:4, and soon locates Saul's camp. Night falls over the Judean hills, and he and his nephew, Abishai, slip noiselessly past the sleeping soldiers to where Saul lay. His commander, Abner, is at his side. We later discover that the Lord had anesthetized them all, verse 12. Abishai asks permission to spear the king, but David again refuses. Quote, "His day shall come to die," he said, verse 10. Swiftly, they remove Saul's spear and water jug and exit the camp. Then from the darkness, the silence is broken. "Abner, why have you not guarded your lord the king?" Verse 15. Saul, hearing the voice, recognizes David. Again, David repeats his plea. Again, Saul makes empty promises. He even acknowledges what might well be his epitaph. Quote, "I have played the fool," verse 21. But as the sun rises, David's heart sinks. Weary of the pursuit, in his heart he says, quote, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines." Chapter 27, verse 1. Christian, have you grown weary in some long battle, facing attacks from a merciless critic, or beaten down by a long temptation? Does the world seem a safer place to you than God's people? Look what happened to David. He almost ended in the Philistine cause against Israel. Chapter 28, verse 1. Better to find refuge in the psalm David wrote at this time. Quote, "Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength." Psalm 54, verse 1. In his own time, he'll provide both the victory and the vindication of his servant.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.